Afterwards she insisted on my taking off my bonnet and having some tea, for she said I looked pale and tired. I was glad to accept her hospitality, and I submitted to be relieved of my travelling garb just as passively as I used to let her undress me when a child. Old times crowded back on me as I watched her bustling about, setting out the tea-tray with her best china, cutting bread and butter, toasting a tea-cake, and between whiles giving little Robert or Jane an occasional tap or push, just as she used to give me in former days. Bessie had retained her quick temper, as well as her light foot and good looks. Tea ready, I was going to approach the table, but she desired me to sit still, quite in her old peremptory tones. "I must be served at the fireside," she said. And she placed before me a little round stand with my cup and a plate of toast, absolutely as she used to accommodate me with some privately purloined dainty on a nursery chair. And I smiled and obeyed her, as in bygone days. She wanted to know if I was happy at Thornfield Hall, and what sort of a person the mistress was, and when I told her there was only a master, whether he was a nice gentleman and if I liked him. I told her he was rather an ugly man, but quite a gentleman, and that he treated me kindly, and I was content. Then I went on to describe to her the gay company that had lately been staying at the house. And to these details Bessie listened with interest. They were precisely of the kind she relished. In such conversation, an hour was soon gone.